Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The password manager LastPass disclosed a breach back in August, at the time saying a threat actor took portions of source code and some proprietary LastPass technical information. In an update, LastPass now says the attackers obtained personal information and related data and also copied a backup of customer vault data. This includes unencrypted data like site URLs and encrypted data like usernames and passwords. LastPass does not believe the attackers accessed unencrypted credit card data. LastPass does not store master passwords for customers, so encrypted data would have to be brute forced to access. But users should be on the lookout for phishing emails. ByteDance confirmed a New York Times report that some employees tracked multiple journalists and associates on TikTok, obtaining IP addresses and user data. These employees looked for overlap of known locations of other ByteDance employees suspected of leaking information. This surveillance reportedly included journalists from Forbes, BuzzFeed, and the Financial Times. A ByteDance spokesperson said the misconduct of certain individuals who are no longer employed at ByteDance was an egregious misuse of their authority to obtain access to user data. The information sources say Apple intended to introduce a next-generation GPU for the SoC in the iPhone 14 Pro, but discovered an engineering design mistake late in development, resulting in it being scrapped. The GPU would have supported hardware-accelerated ray tracing, but engineers discovered prototypes had a much higher power draw than originally simulated. Twitter rolled out previously announced features for Twitter Blue subscribers, including 1080p video uploads on desktop up to 60 minutes long, although mobile uploads are still capped at 10 minutes. Users will now also see a slight preference for replies for Blue verified accounts over other replies. Twitter also rolled out view counts on Android and iOS, which will publicly show how many views a tweet has, similar to how it treats videos. Twitter's tweet analytics already show total impressions of a tweet to a user privately. Support for view counts on the web is expected soon. The Financial Times' sources say TSMC is in advanced talks with suppliers about its first European plant in Dresden, Germany. It will reportedly send senior executives to Germany early next year to discuss government support for the proposed plant. Construction could start as early as 2024, focusing on 22-nanometer and 28-nanometer chip production. Meta agreed to pay a $725 million settlement in a class-action lawsuit that accused the company of allowing third parties like Cambridge Analytica to access user personal information. The settlement still requires court approval. Back in 2019, Meta agreed to pay $5 billion to resolve an investigation by the Federal Trade Commission into its privacy practices. It still faces investigation by state attorneys general and a lawsuit by the Attorney General for Washington, D.C. Twitter banned the ElonJet account run by Jack Sweeney for violating its recently announced policy about sharing live locations. This policy says users can share public location information after a reasonable time has elapsed so that the individual is no longer at risk for physical harm. Now Sweeney has created a new account called ElonJet Next Day, which uses the same tracking information, but publishes it with a 24-hour delay. When Apple released iOS 16.2, one feature included a new home app architecture meant to be more reliable and efficient. Mac rumors discovered the home app no longer offers the option to upgrade to that new architecture in settings. Some users reported the upgrade removed members from home accounts and couldn't let them add new members. Apple published mitigations for that flaw in a support document and said it will reintroduce the architecture at a later date. And finally, Microsoft filed its response to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission's lawsuit to block its acquisition of Activision Blizzard. It argues Microsoft holds a 16% market share in consoles sold in 2021 and makes up a small fraction of mobile game revenues globally. In it, Microsoft says its ZeniMax acquisition has no relevance on this new acquisition, although admits that three upcoming Bethesda titles from that ZeniMax acquisition will be exclusive to Xbox and PC. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly holiday.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.